All right, everybody, let's dive into something kind of fun today. We're talking Olive Garden.
Olive Garden, huh? You don't hold back on the hard-hitting topics.
Hey, listen, sometimes a deep dive into the world of unlimited breadsticks is exactly what we need. But seriously, this isn't just about our pasta cravings. Remember how Olive Garden was like the poster child for resisting third-party delivery?
Yeah, absolutely. They were adamant about sticking to their own thing.
Totally. And now they've inked a deal with Uber Eats. A 2-year exclusive partnership. It's a wild turn of events, and we're gonna unpack it all.
You had me at wild turn of events.
So we've got articles from WebPro News, Black Box Intelligence, even some juicy quotes from Olive Garden's CEO, past and present. We're talking about a company that went from "we're not missing out on anything" to "get me those breadsticks delivered, stat."
It's a real head scratcher. What could cause such a drastic shift?
That's what we're here to find out. This isn't just a business decision, it's a sign of the times. We're talking about changing consumer behavior, economic pressures, the whole shebang. And trust me, it's way more interesting than it sounds.
Yeah, you've piqued my curiosity. Let's dig in.
Buckle up, we're about to get saucy. Okay, so we've got Olive Garden partnering with Uber Eats, for a restaurant chain that once said, "we're not missing out on anything" by not doing third-party delivery. That's a pretty big deal.
Huge, really. And it gets even more interesting when you consider that they've had their own delivery system in place for a while now.
Right. Like they were already dipping their toes in the delivery pool. So what makes this Uber Eats deal different? Why go all in now?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
And to understand it, I think we need to look back at what Olive Garden, or more specifically, their former CEO, Gene Lee, was saying back in 2019. I don't think we're missing out on anything.
Yeah, that was a pretty bold statement at the time, basically saying, "we got this, third-party apps aren't for us." So what changed?
Well, a lot, actually. Think about the restaurant industry in 2019 versus now. The pandemic, the rise of delivery apps, a completely different economic landscape. Suddenly, that whole "we got this" attitude doesn't seem so sustainable.
Especially when data from Black Box Intelligence shows that foot traffic to casual dining restaurants is down.
Exactly. People are craving convenience more than ever. Delivery isn't just a nice perk anymore. It's become essential for restaurants to stay competitive.
So Olive Garden had to adapt or risk getting left behind. But they're not just jumping on the bandwagon blindly, are they? They're still all about controlling that customer experience.
Exactly. And that's where this partnership gets really interesting. They're not just handing the reins over to Uber Eats. They've structured the deal to address their specific concerns. For example, customers can only order through Olive Garden's own channels, whether it's their app or website.
So they're leveraging Uber Eats network and drivers, but maintaining control over that crucial ordering experience. Pretty smart if you ask me.
Definitely. It allows them to tap into Uber's logistical expertise and massive reach without completely giving up control over that customer journey. And remember those concerns about food quality.
Oh, absolutely. Soggy breadsticks, cold pasta. That's not the Olive Garden experience anyone wants.
No, exactly. And it seems like they've taken steps to address that too. This deal isn't just a simple integration, it's a custom setup. They're using Uber Eats platform, but they've tailored it to meet their specific needs.
Okay, so we're not talking about some random Uber Eats driver showing up at the back door hoping for the best. This sounds like a much more thought-out, integrated approach.
Exactly. It's about combining Olive Garden's commitment to quality with Uber Eats' expertise in speed and efficiency.
A match made in, well, if not heaven, then at least the ever-expanding digital food delivery landscape. But the real question is, will it work? All right, so we know Olive Garden is serious about making this delivery thing work, but let's be real. The ultimate test is in the taste, right? Can they really pull off that same Olive Garden experience delivered?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And honestly, it's a bit early to say for sure. We're in uncharted territory here.
And while we wait for those firsthand delivery reviews to roll in, I think the biggest question on everyone's mind is, well, what about the cost?
Ah, yeah. Delivery surcharges are no joke these days. Are we going to have to empty our wallets for the luxury of those breadsticks on the couch?
Thankfully, it looks like we can breathe a little sigh of relief. Darden, Olive Garden's parent company, has already said that delivery prices will be the same as their in-restaurant menu.
Oh, okay. So no hidden delivery fees or crazy markups. That's good to know.
Right. But even if our wallets are safe, what about the food itself? I mean, I love a good bowl of pasta, but nobody wants lukewarm fettuccine and a side of soggy breadsticks.
You're preaching to the choir. That's the whole point of Olive Garden, right? That warm, fresh, straight from the kitchen experience.
Exactly. So how are they going to make sure that translates to a delivery model?
Well, that's where this whole custom integration with Uber Eats comes in. They're not just relying on a one-size-fits-all approach. This deal involved a lot of behind-the-scenes work to tailor the technology to Olive Garden's specific needs.
It's a good sign that Olive Garden took the time to really think this through. They've been so vocal about their commitment to quality. It makes sense that they wouldn't just hand over the reins to just any delivery service.
And let's not forget, Uber Eats has built their entire business on speed and efficiency. They live and breathe logistics, so if anyone can figure out how to get those breadsticks to your door fresh, it's probably them.
It's a high bar to clear, for sure. But think about it. This deal could be a win-win for everyone. Consumers get the convenience of Olive Garden delivery. Olive Garden expands its reach and stays competitive, and Uber Eats gets to add another iconic brand to their portfolio.
Assuming they can deliver on their promises, of course.
Right. It's all fun and games until that first order of cold pasta arrives. But this whole thing has me thinking, it's bigger than just Olive Garden, isn't it? This feels like a turning point for the entire casual dining industry.
Totally. We're seeing this trend everywhere. Delivery is becoming the norm, not the exception. It makes you wonder, what does this mean for the future of restaurants as we know them?
Yeah, is this the beginning of the end for that classic sit-down dining experience? Are we all destined to be eating our pasta from our sweatpants on the couch?
Maybe. Or maybe it's about finding a balance. Some occasions call for the full sit-down, white tablecloth experience, and some just call for comfy clothes and a steaming bowl of fettuccine delivered to your door.
The important thing is that we're having these conversations, right? We're thinking critically about the choices we make as consumers and the impact those choices have on the world around us.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
This is why we do what we do, uncovering the stories behind the headlines and sparking those thought-provoking conversations.
Absolutely. So next time you're craving some Olive Garden, take a moment to appreciate the journey those breadsticks took to get to your plate or your couch, as the case may be. And with that, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Olive Garden, Uber Eats, and the ever-evolving landscape of how we eat.